This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
I was with Connor Oberst, and we were on the football field at night.
Yeah.
Practicing slow dancing with the tackling dummies.
Okay, right. Well, because the big dance is coming up.
Big dance is coming up.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to freaking get embarrassed step on a person's foot. Let's get that out of the way with the tackling dummies.
Yes, and I figure it'll be easier if I'm moving something this big around that I'll get, like, strong enough to not, like, be trying to move the girl and not be able to.
Right.
You know? It's like putting the donuts on your bat.
No, I know. When you want to eat your bat.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And so we are dancing the dummies around.
Mm-hmm. And is this giving Connor any ideas for any of his crazy poems?
This was before he invented music poems.
Ah.
So it might have been. He was thinking a lot.
But even before he invented it, I feel like it was in
there.
He
was drawing from his personal experience.
That doesn't just happen overnight.
Yeah, I could see as he's doing the dancing, he is kind of like looking off in the distance in a way that he really has a lot going on.
And was it sort of, did he like sort of do a whole thing where he approached the tackling dummy and went, may I have this dance?
Yeah, and even... Even the tackling dummy, like, can't do anything, but you can tell that it's kind of thinking, like, wow, this guy seems, like, really interesting.
Yeah,
like,
he's deep as hell.
Yeah.
Man. Nobody's talking about these feelings.
So, anyway, all the lights go on all at once. The Titans come out on the field. It's a night practice for the Titans.
The Tennessee Titans.
These are the little ones.
These are the ones you remember.
Yes. Because they have some bonding to do. So they're having practice at night. Their eyes haven't adjusted, so they just start smashing into the dummies. So we're being, like, just pounded into these dummies over and over again. Cool, like, early 70s music. It's like Dr. Jod is playing while these guys are just destroying us.
Yeah, you're getting smashed up, too.
Yes.
And ironically, that Dr. John song is really the opposite of how you're feeling, because he's going, I was in the right place. And you're going, I'm in the wrong place.
I'm in the wrong place at I guess, the right time.
Yeah.
But Connor also is drawing on a lot of he has a lot of songs that are basically about the football team beating him up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for those kids that have had this experience of being smushed by the football team. Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
What up, what up?
Can you believe we have Joel?
Oh, no. I was going to say, is this really happening? Somebody pinch me.
And
I'm
it's
dreaming.
The Joel Kim Booster, and you're having something of a moment, aren't you?
Yeah. I would describe this right now as a moment.
Joel, is it about time?
It's not soon enough as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I've been waiting a while for you to have your moment, and finally it's here.
And what took you so long? But actually the real question is, what took everybody else so long?
Uh-huh.
Is that a question for me that I'm supposed to be able to answer?
I don't think so.
Oh, but I do have a question, which is like, how did you do it? But better question, what could have stopped you? I mean, honestly, I see someone driven. I see someone nice looking.
Wow.
I see someone funny. I see someone smart and cool. Uh-huh. And I go, okay, well, what exactly is standing in their way other than the world waking up?
Diversity. I don't know. Actually, that's probably a help for me. I'm so sorry. Literally, I had, I have destroyed my brain and my butthole with this cold brew that has been in this office, and it's just now hitting me now.
It's okay.
Truly, it is crazy, right?
Like, I am in a different universe.
Chef Kevin has been tweaking it. In this very kind of nefarious way.
Yeah.
He's, like, been tinkering with the recipe.
Yes, he keeps saying, try the new recipe.
I truly feel like I should have tested it with, like, a fentanyl strip before I drank it now.
Chef Kevin!
Huh? And you see how big the pore I am.
Yeah,
for
that's truly what's going to happen.
Two fingers
to
of cold brew.
Poor little butthole. Mm-hmm.
So, Chef Kevin, Joel has tried your special new cold brew recipe.
He's just talking about how it feels as if whatever you've been adding to the mix, these powders and concoctions that you've started to bring in, or possibly with nefarious intent.
Yeah, my jaw hurts like I'm on Molly. What's happening?
And it's like dissolving his brain, and it feels like his brain is going to come out his butt.
Yeah.
Basically,
we try not to talk about butts this much on the show.
Oh, that's like so
a lot
five
of people,
butts
a lot
already.
Of, a lot of kids who listen to the show don't really. Oh, their parents they don't know about what a butt is.
Yeah, some of them don't. A lot of them don't have a butt.
I don't know if you saw the Mr. Rogers documentary, but it's like he like really likes kids and like doesn't want to necessarily talk about butts with them.
We're
sort of inspired by that.
Mr. Rogers is who taught me what a butt is and how to use it.
Right. Well, I haven't seen the documentary.
Oh, okay.
But
he's having
like,
a moment now, isn't he?
He's having a bit of a moment, isn't he, Mr. Rogers?
If he were still alive, there would be no war.
Well,
like there wasn't when he was alive.
Yeah.
That's
we need
not true.
Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers would really have the tweet that would turn it all around.
Yeah. There would be war. There would be war, but we would be focusing on the helpers who were helping do war.
Instead of
all these people who are doing the war so mean.
Oh, so, but the helpers who are doing the war. Are
look
you talking at, about like
the
Dick Cheney?
Look for the helpers.
Like what were you talking
nice
about?
Nice war. Yeah, not the like these like mean soldiers.
Oh, got it.
You
so
know?
Just like
yeah.
Okay, I see.
The ones that like saved Elian Gonzalez.
Saved nice, Gonzalez.
The nice soldiers who like went in and saved him from his captors.
Got it.
The ones
got
who
it.
Are
that's
helping.
How we're framing that. Okay.
Yes. So Kevin, do you want to confess to anything about the cold brew coffee?
Hey guys, Chef Kevin here. Yes, I've been working on my own protein powder called Kevin's Whey. And it's protein from a different brand. And then sugar to keep your energy up, and then baking soda to keep you
clean.
Why
is it spelled W-E-I-G-H?
To like, it's also to slim your body. That's what the baking soda's for.
Yeah. Okay.
Kind of a weight loss mechanism.
So, but it's like purely coincidental, though, that it's whey, as in, because you do know there's a whey protein, a W.
But it doesn't have any of that.
But it doesn't have any of that.
But Kevin is also working on a whey protein, but it's not called Kevin's Whey. That one he calls My Whey. And he sings Frank Sinatra's My Whey. But he like overpronounces the H in it whenever he's mixing that in. So you have both of those in this cold brew? Because I think they might have some kind of interaction that's not good.
Yeah, I have both of them in the cold brew.
Kevin's Whey and My Whey.
Kevin's Whey and My Whey. Whey.
So I think I might know what's happening here. This is like a slimming like recipe for your bod. But if you are someone who is already doing like 0% body fat, basically like Joel, the only thing that's left to slim is your brain.
Wow.
Oh, no. And it starts eating the tissue that you need because all of the unnecessary tissue's gone.
My body's saying, I need sustenance, and it's attacking my brain.
Fortunately for the marketing photos, you won't be able to see the brain issues. I'll just, like, the couch photo, people will be like, wow, it looks great. And I'll be like, yeah, it obviously is working.
And it's probably easier to photograph someone when they have no brain, huh?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Because they just sit there. So I can take a lot of great pics, and then it'll blow up.
Please don't attack the model community. Please do not attack the
model community. Hey.
You couldn't hear it, but he had a glint in his eye when he said that.
Sean has a little bit of a rant, and you're the stand-up, but a bit that he does about, like, what kind of job is this?
This is a job? I'm sorry. What exactly are these people famous for again? Wearing swimsuits? That's a job now. Well, sign me up.
And it's funny because, like, technically none of that was a joke, but he said it. The way he said it,
yeah,
really gave you the impression that there was a joke.
Can we really take a look at this for a second? I mean, maybe I'm crazy. I'm the crazy one, right? But let's think about it. What is the job? Hey, honey, how was your day at work? Pretty good. I put a swimsuit on, okay? I mean, that's what they must be saying.
And again, just like sort of like towing, like just like tiptoeing around the perimeter of a punchline. Like, almost approaching one, but not quite stepping over the line into technically a joke.
Yeah, tough day at work. I couldn't get the drawstring on my swimsuit to tie. You know what I mean? I mean, that's their rough day at the office. Oh, by the way, the office is a freaking beach in Ibiza.
He also, a big part of it is the swimsuits that he's always referencing are these like Umbro-style swimsuits with drawstrings. It's yeah. not, I thought at the beginning that it was like bikini stuff.
No, no.
But it's like lined mesh swimsuits.
Full board shorts.
And he seems to think. A lot of the bits are about how this you should wear boxers underneath when you go swimming. So it doesn't, like, conform to yeah, your yeah. stuff. To
I'm work. Sorry. I'm not trying to see somebody's B-crack, you know, exactly, when their swimsuit's easing down over the hip. No, thank you. Let's get these things up around the navel, all right? And let's get a freaking nice pair of Hanes underneath it. I mean, is that so much to ask? Sorry, it's just like, I can't believe that's a job.
This is so great to be talking about the ocean because this is actually a huge part of the show we're doing.
Mm.
Wow, you really found it.
Yeah.
You found that in.
Well, I'm starting to wonder if these people even swim. As far as I see, they're just wearing the bathing suit. But they're not using it to swim.
Yeah, he thinks that they should be underwater if they're really going to be wearing a bathing
suit. Well, let's see. You know, I mean, geez Louise.
You could just wear any old shorts if you want to be in the sun.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, okay.
Now he is going to steal that.
Hey, I'll tell you what. If you're not even going to get in the water, you know, wear whatever shorts you want.
So he makes it his own a little bit, but he is going to steal a lot of your stuff.
Slap a set of cargos on your thighs, you know what I mean? Painter shorts, Old Navy painter shorts.
Old Navy painter mm-hmm. shorts.
Yeah, little hook for the is hammer. That
a, is that a, I did not know that was a type of short.
Painter shorts?
Yeah.
Ooh, baby, they got a little hook for your friggin'.
Isn't that I cargo said, short?
No, well, no, no, no. I said hammer, which is carpenter.
Carpenter
but, shorts. But painter, you got one for the brush.
But the brush, how do you hang a brush?
Well, a little loop. One part's wider, you know. The handle and then the brush is wider.
Oh, I guess
and you
I'm thinking
down
of,
through there
for the ham, the car. Wow, this mm-hmm. is fascinating. What a great conversation.
Let's get to the main concept.
Yeah. Okay.
We are doing a cruise.
Mm-hmm.
Sean and I were inspired by Chris Gethard doing a cruise 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And we have ever since been trying to do our own because these people that listen to podcasts, all they want to do is like be on the same thing as yeah. their friend.
And that makes a lot of sense for you because whenever people ask me about you two, I always say, yeah, they're doing sort of like what Chris Gethard would be doing 4 years ago. That feels like very on brand for both.
Yeah,
of you.
Big Lake just wrapped
from your lips.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That would be huge.
Like you are on track to have a true TV show.
Yeah. Right
now, or a fusion show even, maybe.
We're getting ready to sell to the first network that our show will be on of three.
Yeah. Fuse.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They all have very similar names, these networks that our show will be on.
Fuse. That's
yes.
Right.
No,
but
he just said Fusion.
He could have been on Fusion eventually at some point.
Oh, absolutely. I think he's headed to the Paramount Network next year. So anyway, we're going to do the cruise, and hats off to Chris because it did take us about 4 years to even figure out how to put this thing together, but we finally have all the pieces sort of lined up, and we're really excited, and Joel, I know I just sort of showed your ass up at mm-hmm. stand-up, yeah. but we would like you to be the cruise stand-up because I obviously can't do both. I can't drive the boat and do the stand-up, so...
So I have some just logistical questions first.
Okay, yeah.
Sure.
What kind boat is it?
Okay, well, great. That's a great question. And Hayes?
Do you know, it's a kind of boat that's, it's interesting.
Have you seen the movie Contraband?
No, I don't think I have.
Oh, Contraband. Oh, great Wahlberg movie. One of the good ones.
That explains
it. You know these boats that bring people around? These like little boats like for people. This one is mostly for shipping containers.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
But so we thought they got all this extra room, especially when they make like a big, you know, they stop in like Taipei. They lose a lot of the containers. Now they have a lot of space for entertainment.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like a great opportunity for podcast listeners to come on this boat. And there's like, of course, a little, or if you're going to be on the cruise, you do just a little like loading and unloading work as like part of the deal.
Oh, yeah, it's sort
of
like naturally.
It's sort of like couch hot, surfing, like that, or like
you wash the dishes.
World Organic Farming, you know, like you go and
you
like,
pitch
you
in a little bit.
You pitch in. That's beautiful.
Yes.
Actually.
Yeah, it's that. Really nice. And people are like, "Oh, you're being Shanghaied." No, we are not being Shanghaied.
No, it we're is a if anything, we're Shanghaiing you.
And also, that term is not acceptable anymore.
I was
anymore.
Just about to ask, what do you mean? You mean you're creating a robust economy?
See, that's what I tell. That's what I tell these people.
And that's what we say, and we actually think that's good.
It's not appropriate. Yeah.
But what I would say is a lot of these containers, if you stack them up, they kind of create a natural stage, don't they?
Yeah.
And so we need people to get in there, stack up the containers, and then let's get Joel up there. And there's a big echo in there, so you don't even need a microphone. And we just freaking start doing some funny jokes for those guys. And you seem a little uneasy. The noise that you're making, I keep waiting for the so that it's like,
It's just the first, but you're forgetting to do the second part.
Am I not giving you enough room to do it?
I kept feeling cut off. I don't know. How many seats are we talking?
Oh, that's what's so great. Sitting's the new smoking. It's so bad for you. There's no chairs.
That is true.
So it's standing room only, and I think that gives a warmer feeling that you're so close to everyone and that you're hiding a little bit from the people who work on the ship.
And easier to dance. Like, if you want to,
easier to dance?
Yeah, from a standing position. I don't know how you dance.
I will have to say, I do have to say, and this is so, this is embarrassing as a stand-up, but famously, I don't have a lot of dance breaks in my set built in right now. I could get
okay.
That. Could you give me an, I don't know, what does a joke... what punchline... Do you have that ends in the audience dancing spontaneously?
Me personally? I don't know if you necessarily want me to do stand-up again on this.
I don't want to be humiliated again necessarily, but I do, in the interest of learning what a dance break looks like in the context of a stand-up show.
I got one. You know what? We're going to wear these bathing suits. I got a pair of shorts you should wear. Why don't you wear some jams? Oh, and while we're at it, let's pump up the jams!
Oh, wow. No, I felt that. I felt that in my body immediately. That's so intuitive. I can't believe I even needed an example. That makes so much sense.
And then as I'm doing that in the background, it's just starting to fade. And it's going, hey. Hey, come on, try a little. Nothing is forever. Got to be something better than in the middle. And fucking everybody's just like, yeah, so all flowers, one headline.
Jacob Dylan is so much better than Bob Dylan.
Oh, God. Yeah. Bob's a hack.
He's the most talented of the Dylan's son.
I know there's so many layers of irony that goes on in this podcast, but that's a real, that's a real hot take for me. And
Jacob's better?
I will die.
Well, his body of work.
His body in general.
Okay. Yes.
No, he's just way hotter than Bob Dylan. And that is, I think, objective. You can't.
And I think Bob is, I think that fucks Bob up.
Yeah, he's mad about it.
Because he's like, I was the hot one.
Yeah, and now this
My whole
is.
Thing was being sexy.
And now he hasn't released, Bob Dylan hasn't released any new music.
Yeah.
And since, where is new music from Bob Dylan?
And I think that's why he did Masked and Anonymous, because he was embarrassed about his face not being hot anymore. Yeah. So he was, performing in a mask. Yeah. And embarrassing for him that Soy Bob was so much hotter than he was like during that.
Soy Bob?
That
Soy
sucked.
Bob.
Soy Bob. Yeah, Soy Bob. The original Soy Boy.
You haven't seen Soy Bomb? You're too young.
No.
I'm a little older than you, but Soy Bomb was a radical artist who was in really good shape and kind of showed Bob up on his own stage. Not unlike what I'm doing to you on this podcast.
Joel, another dance thing you could do is I could sing I'll Do It My Way.
Hey guys, Chef Kevin here.
I'll go I'll Do It My Way. Thank you. And then you can go back into your next joke and people will kind of maybe dance a little bit when they hear the song.
That's not really a dancing song like One Headlight.
It's a sway.
No. It's not a bop like One Headline is.
Because part of, like, a big part of this cruise experience, obviously, is people are going to be coming to potentially find partners to have a little fun
with.
That
was my next question. Is like, what is the brand of the cruise?
It's sexy. It's a sexy,
sexy pod.
It's
sexy, a sexy shipping comedy cruise. Podcast.
Sexy comedy podcast container cruise.
Yes.
And people can get inside those containers and just throw the bananas out or whatever into the water and just start going at it.
And everyone on the ship is recently divorced.
How do you? But why?
Huh?
But why?
Well, you don't think those people deserve a next chapter?
No,
that's messed up.
They don't.
Joel.
Okay,
so I believe, honestly, they are, biblically speaking, like, when you were married once, like, no matter what, under the eyes of the law, it doesn't matter. In the eyes of God, you are married to that person forever.
You can never touch anyone
so
again.
So anything that you do after that is adultery.
Okay.
Biblically speaking.
Even if it's an international waters?
See, oh, that does change things.
Different laws out there, and God can't see you.
There are different. The American God won't be able to see you.
Yes, the ocean God.
Ocean God will be able to see you.
Neil Gaiman's American Gods. But when you do get out into those waters,
the perimeter of a joke.
We're right near it. When you get out into those waters, you are technically a pirate.
Is that
at which point you can do almost anything? Oh yeah, have you not seen Pirates of the Caribbean?
Oh, only the fourth one.
Oh, okay. Well, you're missing a lot of context.
Yeah.
You're missing a lot of context.
Sobbed at the end of At World's End. Sobbed.
It's a sad movie. Yeah.
Pretty powerful.
Mm-hmm. All your friends, I guess, at some point are mad at each other. Like,
oh, they get pissed.
Orlando Bloom is, like, fed up with all of Jack Sparrow's antics.
Not to mention
like,
they
you
could
used
drown.
To be friends. Yeah.
And you could drown.
No, they're so close to drowning in that.
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
You could drown.
Let's not mess around, you know, on ships and get too crazy out there. Like, what we're doing on this one is, like, you're doing some work, you're having some laughs, but we're not freaking doing swords.
Safe dancing, getting people in the mood so that they
get together.
Maybe they have children who can also work on the ship is, like, a big
mandate
for us.
Won't that spoil the vibe? Where are the kids going to be during the set? Because I don't do clean.
Well, it'll be hot kids.
Yeah.
How old are the kids?
I don't know. I'm a little older than you. Everybody seems like a kid to me. But I got to say, part of the planning for this, of course, is that Hayes and I have gotten jobs on one of these ships.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
And so we are going to be essentially... employees of a shipping company, and we had to fudge our resumes a little bit about our boat experience. Mm. But what we've decided, Joel, and I just want to figure out a pickup point with you, is that every time they stop to drop off these containers, we're going to let a bunch of our friends on.
Yeah.
And so is there any water you're going to be near in about a couple months, right, is when we're going to start, so that we can get you on there? And maybe you could also, like, bring some friends. And maybe you could wear, like, coveralls or something so it doesn't look weird.
This feels like you're coming at this backwards because it doesn't sound like – if I were to tell you I am going to be near a specific – I'm going to be in Rehoboth Beach, it doesn't – like, that is near water. But if that's not where one of your ports is.
But I think we're going to be friends with the captain.
Yeah, I think once we're on there for a little while, he'll, like, just really – once he listens to, like, our shit for, like, a few weeks –
yeah, I think we need a couple weeks.
He'll start to pick up on it, just, like, the level we're on.
Yeah, these captains –
he'll start really loving our shit.
These captains are essentially boat drivers.
Your whole plan hinges on the timeline of this person being charmed by you?
Well, they're like, essentially boat drivers, Joel, so they don't get to see that much comedy.
Oh.
So just that we're, like, to a normal person...
We'll be sort of his way in.
That we're way funny in, at no. all, which I think you could agree we're kind of funny.
Yeah.
So... Just that we're funny yes. at all,
cut
I think.
The, cut to a little of that pause, please.
To a boat driver. I mean, to you, professional comedian, we're a little bit funny. To a boat driver, we're going to be cracking his shit up.
I actually think that you're looking at this from the wrong perspective, is because what might happen, and this is just a big might. It's just a good coin toss. But because he's never seen comedy before, he might see you and say, "If this is what comedy is, it's not for me."
We're helping lead him into it because, so, you know, this is Brett. Brett, his whole thing is he's like the music man or whatever. He loves to like pretend he likes music.
But he's almost a landlocked boat driver in a way.
In a way. And so this is why he's growing this disgusting beard.
So what you're saying is that podcast producers are... At the end of the day, basically, boat drivers on
yes.
the land.
Boat drivers yeah. just who don't have a boat yet.
You see these lights?
Do you see this beard Brett is doing where all the hairs are the same length except like six, which are very long? That's like the sort of boat driver vibe that he's giving off. And he's learning how to do these like kind of comedy sea shanties.
Oh, I would love to hear one.
That this is the kind of thing that we think this boat driver will like. Mm-hmm. It'll help us
connect.
Like, it'll help us connect with
one
him.
Of and your then
land
we're like,
hey,
brothers.
If you like us, maybe you'd like some of our friends. We bring all our friends out of the boat. It's basically like the kids rule on this boat.
Wow.
Oh, and hey, Joel, if the captain don't like it, well, then I guess we'll just have to find a new captain, won't we?
Yeah. Wait. So, do you want to harm the captain some way if he doesn't like comedy?
No, not if he plays ball.
But I don't know. I'm not comfortable with violence.
Hey, man. All you got to do is watch the door.
Who are we talking to right now?
Just us friends, buddy.
Hey, man. It's just a cool dude in here, man.
You're cool, right?
Fucking cool, right, dude?
I feel like we have a lot of different definitions for different words, like comedy and cool.
Brett, play a sea shanty.
Oh, play one?
Yeah, well, play the music and sing one of your songs.
Mm.
Can I suggest?
You can have a little
more
time.
Chef Kevin here.
Chef Kevin's going to do this little thing, and then you can do it.
I have a suggestion for Brett's band name, Tommy Bahami and the Contrabands.
Ugh.
So you can just...
The Contraband.
Yeah, the Contraband.
Multiple bands? The joke is like it's like a band, the Contraband.
Well, is the joke that it would be so easy to have sent Contraband and Kevin made it worse?
That was the joke.
Brilliant. Honestly, the best joke I've heard at this
Kevin's time. Kind of a comic. I don't think that a boat driver would necessarily get
No.
Him,
you have to have a full, like, very well-versed set of references.
Yes,
do you have
ship
material? What the guys want... us to do, like, in terms of the entertainment on board.
Who are you talking about, the guy?
Everyone's
this sounds
like
you are going to, you got a job on a boat, and you are going to trick them into letting out.
Everyone is
now
like,
you're saying there are people above you.
This is what
you
people
have
keep
mandates
asking
that
everyone
you are,
is like, you're being shanghaied. This is what they do. They trick you into, sometimes they just wrap you over the head and drag you out of the boat. In this case, they're just like tricking you into being, that is not what happened. We were approached by a talent booker named Horseshoe Brown.
Mm-hmm. Horseshoe Brown.
At the docks. Mm-hmm. And he explained to us that all the like interesting comedy right now is happening on the ocean. And so we come on this boat. It'll be a real chance for us to make our – they have a great studio on there apparently, a great podcast studio.
Oh, wow.
We can get – like our ad deals will be much better than they are on Earwolf. So we're leaving Earwolf basically.
Wow,
join this podcast network on the ocean.
Yeah.
Yes, but we're gonna bring all our friends on too. Start our own podcast network. Get a cut of all.
Who
this
else
stuff
is coming with you? Who else is coming
dealing
with you from the Earwolf?
We're splitting up, throwing shade.
Oh, no way.
Yes.
Who are you? Which one are you taking?
Their engineer.
Oh, cool, yeah. cool.
Forgetting the
engineer Sam, I think, does most of their episodes, right?
Yeah. He writes. What they don't know is that Throwing Shade is fully scripted. And Sam writes a lot of the entire
script. And he's becoming a big part of the show
as
well. And he's getting really good, people are saying.
Yeah, Sam's starting to actually get really good.
So we think, oh, this guy's getting good. Maybe he could be good on our podcast.
Yeah,
network.
That would help us.
I don't want to hear a fucking grease monkey podcast engineer on mic. I don't want to hear it.
He's getting really good.
Stay in steerage where you belong.
I agree. But I think what we'll be doing with Sam is sort of My Fair Lady style, cleaning him up. Sort of a Pygmalion type of story where we turn animal like Sam into a functional human being who could be on a podcast.
Is that what it takes to be on a podcast? You have to be a functional human being to be on a podcast?
Actually, it helps if you are so dysfunctional and that your thoughts are so like fucked up and crazy that you actually have to do a podcast to survive.
Yeah.
Or they'd explode your brain.
I'm just going to start with a little monologue up top before I introduce my guests. And it is going to be so fucked up and dark. I'm going to work some shit out for 25 minutes.
And that's what people like
part
of the content most.
That's the part that nobody skips. Yeah,
yes. And then they stop when the guest that they like shows up.
Yes. That is unfortunate, you know, because obviously I want people to hear the Joel part of it.
Right.
But all anyone's going to want to listen to is the ads that me and Hicks
do. So you're taking onto this C podcasting network.
Yes.
It's going to be Sam the Engineer from Earwolf.
Sam the Engineer, yes.
Who else?
The guy that does the music for Spont.
Oh, great.
Eben.
Which sounds like a mistake. You know? It sounds like his name should be Evan. And
they were so close.
It sounds like just a slip of a misreading of
either a doctor misheard or like his mom had a cold.
Yeah,
and the doctor was like, "What do I write down?" And
Evan Schletter.
Eben.
It seems like his name is supposed to be Evan Sweater.
It sounds like she had a cold when she said it's got to be Ebed. And they wrote it down.
It's Ebed. Eben, did you say?
No, Ebed.
Okay, we've got it.
Oh, great. I can't wait to say hello to my son, Evan.
And then they had to
And he
keep
has a sense
a name.
Of humor about himself, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, he mostly plays music.
But. Yeah, so.
Well, he invited this.
Yeah.
I think what's clear
he's
is
asking
that
for it.
He could have changed his name to the correct spelling at any time.
He's had it going.
We know that the nice, quiet person who plays music on another podcast has just been
so
begging
glad
to get fucking
I get to
roasted.
Come on here and take him down a peg.
Yeah, that guy's been riding high for too long. Can you give us a taste of some of your stand-up material that you'll do on the cruise? And if you could work
ship
in stuff about boats and ships.
And how it's great to do work on a ship.
Yeah,
workers are going to be able to hear
and
this.
And yes, you work 3 days continuously, but then you get 2 full days off.
3 days continuously.
72,
two days off.
72 on, 48 off,
so,
72 on.
Just to clarify, I'm not only doing stand-up. That's not the work you're saying that I have to do for 3 days straight.
You, as you are doing stand-up, you know how sometimes when you're doing stand-up, you're just like standing there on a stage? This solves that
always
problem.
Always feels like a
because
waste
you
of time.
Are loading and unloading.
Well,
because
it's always like
containers.
When I'm doing stand-up, I'm like, what do I do with my hands?
Yes.
Got it.
You know what I mean?
And
it's like, put a friggin'
how about carry some
in and move your thing. Yeah.
Okay. So.
And I'm driving the ship, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm Tommy Bahami.
Say, hey guys, Tommy Bahami here.
Hey guys, Tommy Bahami here. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him from the previous 48 hours. Get ready for the next 24. It's Joelkin Booster.
I'm trying to bring myself to the physical exertion that I would have.
We're entering some turmoil.
Wait, excuse me?
Turbulence.
It's a ship captain term. You know, he's into like ocean stuff. We don't know the terms, but
the recent divorcees will really relate to that terminology too.
When you're entering rough water, well, the captain says we're entering some turmoil.
Mm-hmm.
Don't laugh.
Whoa! Thank you so much, Tommy Bahama, for bringing me on.
Bahami. Say, hey guys,
Tommy Bahami here.
Tommy Bahami here. What was it?
Tommy Bahami.
Say
Hey guys, Tommy Bahami here.
What is it?
And this is his crowd work.
And this is Joel Kim Booster.
Thank you, Tommy Bahama.
Tommy Bahami.
I'm sorry.
Hey guys, Tommy Bahami here.
What is your name?
Tommy Bahami here. You know him from the cruise. It's Joel Kim Booster.
Thank you so much, Tommy. So glad to be here. You with all of you guys. There's not that many people.
Oh. It's just me.
Never seen that.
I'm so glad to be here with you, Tommy Bahamas.
Hey guys, it's Tommy Bahami. You know him. Go ahead.
No. You say it again.
Hey guys, Tommy Bahami here. Ladies and it's just
gentlemen.
Yeah. Hey boys, it's Tommy.
Just one boy.
Hey boy.
No. Start over.
Hey guys, Tommy Bahami here. Hey boy, it's Joel Kim Booster.
Do you know where your parents are? Where is your... How did you get on this boat?
And it feels just like a beat-up truck. Got to turn the engine, but the engine doesn't turn.
And then people get dance a little bit. Yeah.
Sing your sea shanty, Brett.
Yeah, sing a sea shanty.
All right. All you boys and all your girls grab a barrel of rum.
Just
boys. All you boys and all you girls shake your little bums.
So you see, we're getting in the mood a little bit.
Turn it off. We're going to get in trouble. Turn it off.
I don't think that was a version. The quality was low enough that I don't think
if the quality's low enough, you don't have to pay for the rights. So
I noticed that a lot of your stand-up was just asking a little boy how he got on the ship. And which is great.
It's alt. Listen, it's alt. It's alt, and I won't apologize for being an alt comedian. That's who you
hired. It's not sticking to the setup punchline format.
No. It's alt, baby.
And it's a kind of crowd work.
It is. Yeah. I do. When the crowd is light, I do fall back on crowd work a lot. That is a big part.
If you could work on between now and a few weeks from now when we get the captain to pick you up, some material that is about like finding a spider inside the banana bunch that you're moving or something. Mm-hmm. Like stuff that is more relatable to most of who will be listening. Mm. And I don't mind if it's a little edgy.
You know what anal sex is like to me? It's, you guys know when you find a spider in the banana bunch that you're separating and you go, ooh. And you don't know if you're excited or scared. That's what anal sex is like.
Do you have any material about anything about them?
Get the conga line started.
It's just me and the orphan.
Who's taking this one?
I'll do it.
Is that in the track?
Hey guys,
it's just who's doing the harmony. It's just the harmony. I actually.
One headline.
There you go. Do your bit about grog goggles.
Grog goggles?
Grog goggles.
Grog
you know
goggles?
How he's like got a little too much grog?
And
suddenly the captain started to look pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know when you have too much grog after a hard day of lifting shipping containers and you are feeling...
You can
feeling,
lift the whole container?
I can lift the whole
That'll
container.
That'll be huge.
You're lifting so much
Horseshoe
container.
Brand will
that could be the show.
So much grog and you are so horny and there is only a little boy and the captain to choose from. That's grog goggles. When you are seeing the only two options.
Yeah.
Oh wait, this
is this Pirates of the Caribbean? I love this song.
This is the song Pirates of the Caribbean by Gwen Stefani, right? By Gwen Stefani, yeah, featuring Jason Derulo.
Oh wow. I hate her post Blake Shelton era.
What do you hate about it?
It's just, I wish, I miss like ska. I miss ska Gwen Stefani.
Oh, yeah.
You know, ska icon Gwen Stefani.
Mm-hmm. She kind of mainstreamed ska like, finally. It was right around the edge forever.
She doesn't wear a tie anymore. She doesn't wear suspenders.
I can't skank to any of this music.
Mm-mm. That's why I stick to, you know, I'm all two skinny J's. Like, I just don't, I don't move on from something like that. When somebody enters the mainstream and is doing essentially what Two Skinny Jays has been doing forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I just go like, well, let me not jump ship. Let me stick with the sort of like ones that brung me here.
I worry that Blake Shelton is going to move on to the members of Less Than Jake.
Mm-hmm.
Start dating them. Just essentially destroy ska
when it comes to ska.
Yes. And just like kind of absorbing all of their ska powers and like just ruining the genre.
Ugh.
Dickie Barrett, I hear. He's been circling Dickie Barrett from the Boss Toads.
I heard Jay Guevara shot him down from Two Skinny Jays. So I guess what I want to talk about is when the stand-up's over, but you're not allowed to go to bed yet because we don't have any like rooms or beds.
Wait.
Is there an idea for what?
There's no rooms or beds.
Not really.
Because the one thing on my rider when I do a cruise is there should be a room or a bed.
So they have this – so the captain has this thing that he can do where you kind of stand facing a wall and the captain will tip the boat over just a little bit so you can kind of like lean against the wall.
Yeah.
And it's almost like lying down. So picture this. You're facing a wall. The captain's like, okay, good night, everyone. Just tips the boat over just a little bit to the side. Yeah. So you kind of lightly
– you're tucked into the curve your
head,
a little
dunk
bit.
Your head against the wall.
What do you think – how far has boat technology come that now captains can control which way the boat is leaning?
Okay. So that's part of that is our job, which is we take all the shipping containers and we put them on
one side of the boat. Yeah, we do move them over. That's a lot of the work.
How
yeah.
heavy are these shipping containers?
Ooh, 1,000 pounds.
1,000 pounds. Got
yeah.
it.
Mm-hmm. 1,000 pounds of bananas.
Bananas?
Yes.
I can hit a wave pretty gnarly, too, to tip it over.
Again, it's more like – this is like entering some turmoil. It's more captain terminology.
Yeah.
Hit a wave pretty gnarly. Entering some turmoil.
That's sea speak. I mean, that this guy's just sort of – lives in this world.
Okay, I'm sorry. I interrupted you. I am no longer – all of my concerns about a room have been washed away.
Because you're going to get such a great sleep on the side of the boat.
I'll be getting such a nice lean.
The issue is when you move all the containers to the side of the boat, then you stand against the wall so that when the boat tips so you can sleep up against it, you do run the risk of all the shipping containers crushing you that are on that side. And what I've been talking about maybe is sleeping with some kind of suit of armor on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And do you provide that or should I bring my own?
This is what I'm actually wanting to talk to you about is do you have maybe like 100 suits of armor?
Oh, so not only do I need to bring just one, you'd like me to bring over one.
Well, yes. And I'm not opposed to a museum heist in order to get this armor because I think at the point that we're getting on a boat and taking off anyway, it doesn't matter what crimes we commit
even know it's gone.
We'll be in international waters.
Yeah, yes. we're swinging around Cape Horn, baby.
Yeah, we'll be dancing and laughing.
Yes, that's the route we're taking.
Swinging around Cape Horn.
Oh, sorry. I said Cape Horn.
Cape Horn.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Which I meant K-porn, like Korean porn.
Yeah.
Yeah, K-porn.
You had my interest peaked for a minute there. I'm way more interested.
It's
in
more like K-porn. It's like bubblegum style, you know.
Bubblegum style porn?
Yeah, it's like, you know, there's like American like porn and pop is a little more like grungy and then there's like K-porn
it's a big
like
group.
Happy
and they all look the same.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Hey guys, Tommy Bahama here. Can
Bahami?
Kevin, your name.
Wait, say it again.
Hey guys, Tommy Bahama here.
Great.
Can Kevin's Way sponsor the cruise? Because I'm looking for investors.
Whoa, wait, that's not how that works. You have to sponsor the cruise. You have to pay. You would be investing in us, not we would be investing in you.
They don't. Can Kevin's?
Yeah. Wait a minute.
Have you guys been taking on sponsors and been paying them investors to sponsor in you?
All along, he's been saying...
Yeah, it's all been an investment. We've invested in a bunch of ads. Like, we got into this t-shirt company called Woven.
Yeah.
We got into Casper mattresses really early and put a bunch of money into there.
So that you can advertise for them.
Yeah, we wanted to. Right. We need to have ads for the podcast to make money, so we had to pay Harry's Razor.
And it could be an opportunity for us to do like funny bits in the ads.
In the ads, yeah. Go off copy.
Yes.
Go off copy. Do a character.
And we have, and we do. And we do that in our
ads. And some people still like hated the ads so much that they made us stop doing them, even though we are paying for them to do the ads.
Yeah.
It seems like you could get a fair amount of control.
And we pay Earwolf a bunch to get to do ads for like fucking Pistol Shrimp Radio or whatever.
Yeah.
Pistol Shit Radio?
Pistol Shrimp.
Bristol Shrimp Radio?
Bristol Shrimp.
Bristol Shrimp.
Bristol Shrimp.
Bristol Shrimp Radio.
Yeah, we have to pay to be allowed to do ads for them.
One of the Pistol Shrimps guys we are thinking of getting to be on on the ship.
Yes. Oh, so you're splitting
not
up
early. Not the
you're
one
splitting
we
up Throwing Shade and Pistol Shrimp?
Yes.
We might be splitting
Pistol
Shrimp. We
are splitting up Pistol Shrimp.
We're splitting Pistol Shrimp.
To do the onboard announcements.
Yes, 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 yes.
Great.
You got Pistol Shrimp. You got Shrimp Cocktail.
Yeah. That's right.
Very, just a tepid Forrest Gump reference, just barely getting in there, just barely, just like doing
almost a punchline.
What I like about Brett's comedy is it's asking for permission.
Was that good?
Oh, so good, man.
We got
it. Rules.
Yeah. You gave us enough to get there.
He wants a spot on our cruise, I think.
But he's already the captain. Oh, but he wants to perform.
He wants to perform.
He wants to perform.
Yeah. He's going to already have like a PA system or something.
So
yeah.
Wait, I thought you said there was no microphone. Why can't
there's
we just
no
use the
mic
captain?
To do stand up on, but the captain from his, because he's got to announce turmoil.
I have an intercom.
So he has like an intercom system.
Why don't I just do stand up from inside the cockpit then?
I think people want to see you, Joel.
The orphan's got to see you.
No, I think that's a common misconception about stand up is you don't actually need to be seen. My comedy is it's much more tonal. You know?
Yeah.
Oh.
You do semaphore comedy? That would be huge for these guys. Because a lot of the people we're bringing on are Thai. And so they don't.
Yeah.
Like English stand up is not like a huge thing for them.
Uh-huh.
But they will have like semaphore flag training.
Semaphore flag training for Thai. It sounds like pirates.
They're a little young to be pirates.
Yeah.
Young Thai boys.
Yes.
Okay, so on this cruise, I'm performing for one child of divorce and many young Thai boys.
Mm-hmm.
I am getting more and more excited to do this cruise.
Yeah.
The more details that come flooding
in. Well, it's a big opportunity.
Yeah. I mean, because really, I've been trying to break into the Thai boy community. And it's so weird. Something about saying Thai boy sounds sexual.
It sounds like Thai Bo.
Sounds sexual in a way, but
you have a riff about that.
Thai Bo.
I have.
There's a lot of Thai Bo material.
Well, it's all about the line in the train song "Meet Virginia," where he's like, "Checks out once in a while, she does Thai Bo," and I'm going, "Okay, is this a girl he actually knew? She's checking out Mozart while she does Thai Bo? Or did he write that? Is that his dream woman that he's imagining? What do I want her to be? Let's see. She's going to have pretty hair. And she's got to check out Mozart while she does Thai Bo. I'm sorry, train. Not relatable."
Oh, my God. This is a bop.
It helps for the stand-up. He goes like, "See?" And then, you know, people can hear what he's talking about. But it's not.
But I got your back.
The answer is in the song. He's saying "Meet Virginia." He's obviously talking about Virginia. He didn't write it. He's talking about Virginia.
Sean hasn't gotten to that part. He was playing the song and then shut it off when he heard that.
Wait, what the fuck are you talking about? "Meet Virginia."
Yeah, he's saying, "Hey, Meet my friend Virginia.
Uh-huh.
She listens to Mozart while she does Tai Bo.
Okay. I'm asking, is Virginia a fictional character or
that's not how songs work.
Yes, it is.
If you say someone's name, if you say someone's name, if you say someone's name in a song, it has to be a real person.
No, not true.
Absolutely
not
true.
Lou Bega only knew half the women in Mambo No. 5 and the rest were just names that sounded good in the song. And he's admitted that in an interview, and I actually met him once and he was really nice and he signed my fedora. So if you want to sit here and tell me that every name in a song is a real person and that Virginia couldn't possibly be either Virginia Madsen from Candyman and Sideways. Or could just be somebody like, yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus, Virginia, which
this is
a fake
what you
person.
Guys do. This is what you guys do. This is what you guys do when you use the Lou Bega interview to prop up your agenda is you omit the part of the context of that interview was that all of the names that he had stories about in Mambo No. 5, any descriptor, anytime he described a woman in Mambo No. 5, it was based on a real woman that he knew.
Every specific that he gave was about a real person.
He said just a name. That was made
that
up.
That was just a word that was intended to meet the meter and the rhyme
scheme.
So
don't try to do that. Like, you twist the Lou Bega interview to fit your narrative. And that is what pisses me off about you.
Look.
I thought we were really getting somewhere.
I love that all of the songs you can only, it sounds like they're trapped in another room. Sounds like they are.
Can we do these whenever we want? We never get in trouble.
That's my theory. This version doesn't have the name, so maybe that settles the debate.
Oh, because maybe they were real people that they wasn't allowed to use them in this version.
Yes, they sued the song.
Yeah.
You only can say trumpet.
Monica.
Yeah.
Monica Salas was who it was, and she sued.
What about the song Stan?
Again, another real person. I just saw him in concert recently at Bonnaroo.
Stan?
Eminem?
Eminem.
Mm. Stan?
Eminem.
You saw him at Bonnaroo?
Eminem was Stan. That's
yeah,
so
it was not.
Up.
It was a fine experience. I don't know. The way Eminem says bitch really makes you remember that it's a slur. There is just, it's like,
Can you do it how he does it?
I honestly don't think I have it in me because like for me
when you say it it's
bitch
fun.
Is like a fun celebratory word. Like I use bitch as a verb and a noun and an adjective and it's like of my community and then he says it and it's like
what about the Breaking Bad bitch?
Is excuse that a good me one?
What
excuse me
so bit, okay okay famous... okay Brett oh, Brett is really God. Into Brett has a bunch of t-shirts that say like yeah science bitch.
What about like the that? Breaking Bad
I'm Heisenberg, bitch.
Brett,
no, I wasn't Brett calling fucking, you bitch.
Are you talking about the actress who played Skyler?
Oh, Anna Skyler? Gunn?
Are you calling Anna Gunn a bitch?
No, Brett fucking loves science.
Oh, what about the Breaking Bad bitch, Anna Gunn? Why hasn't she been getting work? She was transcendent on that show.
Brett, show him your Heisenberg for the win t-shirt.
Here.
See, this is like...
It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. Yeah.
Brett's got 10 t-shirts on. At any point, if the situation arises, he'll just lift up like three of them and show you like Heisenberg for the win or
he has a Hoyos Hermanos one. Like he's really into
that one that says it's the periodic table, bitch.
It's just so it's been so long since I've heard or said called someone a bitch in anger. It's just like a fun. It's a term of
that's right. It has almost completely been removed from that.
Except in, and then you hear Eminem say it, and you're like, oh, yeah.
Right, it was mean.
I love Dido. I love listening to Dido in the rain. This brings me to a cruise.
Oh, wait. Now you can take a verse.
Dear Slim, hang Holland, hang at the bottom. I hang him, 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 hang him
Hey guys, Tommy Bahami here.
My name is Stan.
Wow!
And there's no bitch in that one.
I don't think he says bitch in that song. Yeah.
That was incredible.
That was really good.
Yeah, thanks. I love rap.
Bye.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.